Well, I wonder how. I know Patsy and Barton are real tickled that they're going to get them a baby. I don't know of anything that would make me any gladder than to be a grandma again.
Hope it's a boy.
You hope to get a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, it wouldn't make a difference to me whether it's a boy or a girl.
I'd like for it to be a boy.
Why would you like for it to be a boy?
Because I'm a boy.
Oh, because you're a boy. You'd be Uncle Mike. No, cousin. You'd be cousin. See, there's my big cousin, Michael Bird. And if it was a little girl, she'd be your cousin too. So it wouldn't make a difference to me. I know they're real anxious. I'll be real anxious to hear now. I wish that affects my vacation so I could go after they got it. I'll have to make a blanket out of this material that Patsy liked several years ago. She said one time if she ever had a baby that she wanted a little blanket made out of this material. You know, I made Rebecca one that has them little babies and things on it. It's part blue and it's part pink, so it would be all right for a girl or boy either. I wish they'd just get twins and get two, don't you?
Yeah.
Wonder what they would name it.
I don't know. Probably, David or something like that, if it's a
David.
Boy.
Well, now, they couldn't name a boy David because that's your name, Michael David. That'd be two in the family. And let's see.
Ricky.
Ricky? Well, now, Ricky. I don't know whether they'd like Ricky or not. They might.
Rick?
Now, if it was a little girl, I think a Melody would be a pretty name.
Ew, sounds like an old-fashioned.
But they've probably already got one picked out.
Yeah. Hope they get a boy. I wonder what Mike's going to do when he see when they get him.
Who?
Get a baby. Mike.
Their dog? Oh, I just wonder what he'll think about that. I bet he'll like them. He'll like whatever it is. He'll be the watchdog.
I wonder if Patsy's going to still go to school.
I don't know. She probably would rather stay at home and take care of the baby than go to school.
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll get her a rocking chair. I bet Barton gets her a rocking chair.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I think every baby needs to be rocked. We might ought to write them, tell them how to raise one, you reckon?
Oh, I how to raise a baby.
I doubt if they'd like that, though. They'll have to make their own decisions. I just want to be the grandma. If they get it in October, they'll bring it home Christmas, won't they?
When is October?
She said it might be 3 months old or older.
That ain't very old.
No, 3 months old is a little tiny baby. I've got to write her a letter, but I think I'm going to have to lay down and take me a nap first. Won't you write?
I don't know what to write her.
Well, just write her. They'd be tickled to hear. That either one would be tickled to hear from you, I'm sure, because you know how glad we always are to get their letters.
Well, I guess we could tell them we went fishing and we caught those two drums, those big drums, and then we got some crappie and some perch.
We sure did lose some, how many turtles? Five in all. We've caught five turtles.
Yeah, big E.
Pat said they had some turtles out in the yard. We already just boxed her up that turtle out there that we brought home and sent to her.
If they had those other turtles,
I wonder what Mike would think. I wonder what Mike would think if they opened that box and his hair crawled out that turtle. I bet he'd bark.
I bet he would too, because he'd start snapping at him.
Yeah.
Remember we lost those two hooks?
Yeah, I bet that was a turtle out there.
I know, it had to be.
Or one of them long... gar. You know, it's got the long bill and teeth. Now, I think that's what I pulled up that fell off about 5 times. I'd like to got one of them out on the bank to see what they look like now. They say they're that good to eat.
Probably not.
I wish we could find a place where they'd bite as good as they did yesterday when, or day before yesterday when we went and get a bunch of crappie, because they're sure good eating.
Yeah.
Well, I think we had too small a hook for the big fish.
I know.
If we get minnows or shiners. Mike said they called them shiners in Louisiana. I asked him what the difference was, minnows and shiners. And he said that all ladies called them shiners in Louisiana. That's where he used to live.
When did Mike move here?
Oh, they've lived here for several years. His daddy works for Humble. Oh.
Humble?
Uh-huh.
You think Gigi knows him? Because he does, too.
He probably, yeah. He has interest in 2 drugstores, and they have a farm in Louisiana. And they're planning on going down there when Mike gets out of college. They just stay.
Is he the only one in there? Is he the only kid in the family?
Well, he's got a married sister who lives in Austin. And then he has a sister that lives here.
Oh.
She's a senior, I believe. I think she graduated, yeah. Or maybe she has one more year. Well, as far as I know now, I'll start my vacation on August the 12th. I'd rather leave the store on Saturday the 10th. And then I have to be at back work on August the 26th.
Oh, young Angie, I forgot to tell you, you were in baseball.
Uh-huh.
We came in second place.
Oh, well, that was good.
Yeah, we were the second best.
Did you pitch for all the games?
Nearly all of them. We had about 20 or more, something like that. We just lost 3, I think. No, 4.
Did Stevie play ball?
Mm-mm. He don't like sports.
He don't like sports? What's he do for recreation?
Just run around.
He likes to read?
Yeah, he likes to go. He likes to play with this boy named James. He likes motorcycles because James always pumps him. One time, he got to ride a little in the backyard, and it wouldn't hurt nothing. He's got a 106, Sears 106. That's the Allstate, Sears sells Allstates.
I can't get sleepy. I wish I'd lay down and take about me if I could sleep about 30 or 40 minutes. While you wash the dishes, then we could get up and get out the ladder and the saw and saw that limb off that's grown on hitting them wires that's come in the house. That's affecting the TV. Because it's too hot to go fishing now, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get too tired because we can leave here at 5:30 and then fish till 10. Did you know it was 10 o'clock we got in there?
Yeah.
And really, we could have seen a while longer if we'd have been out there on that bridge, but I didn't want to come up that ravine any later. Now, start.
I want to dedicate this Psalms to my 2 daughters, May and Helen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
A little loud.
He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou shalt prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou shalt anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Mother.
That was Miss Reese. She's been over visiting us since last Thursday. And I don't know what happened. We had the remote mic deal plugged in here. I guess is the reason it didn't record. I was going to play it back and it didn't take down. She had told you about how glad she was about you going to get the baby and a whole bunch of stuff. And anyhow, I'm going to play it back and mail this to you. It's the one that I took, you know, before I ever went on vacation when Michael was here for his first visit this summer. So I'll send it on. I haven't never run this thing long enough to know really how to work it very good. I guess you're at the close of your civics school now. I hope you've done real good with it, and I'm sure you did, even though you had to spend lots of time studying with it. I know you're sure missing Barton. Be glad when he gets back. I'm off this afternoon. We took Miss Reed home night before last, and Mike Clark is supposed to come by for her, and he didn't come, so we would need to go over anyhow. Beatrice and Sam's been back for a long time, and I've got a couple of letters from her, and they hadn't been over, so I wanted to visit with her, but we didn't stay long because Leonard had such a cold, and his cheeks was all swollen up with sinus, and we come on back, and I'm off this afternoon. Got two or three things I need to do. I got a handle on one of the stoves over in the duplex. I need to get some screws to fix it, and I'm going to need to take some shoes to the shoe shop, and I just like putting a zipper and hemming a dress that I started before Christmas last year to use for my Christmas dress, and there to get it finished. It's a real lightweight wool. I borrowed one of the women's in the store's pattern and cut it out last year, and so I got together and re-sewed the tape around the bottom and hemmed the sleeves, and so that's like hemming it now and putting the zipper in, so maybe I'll have it ready for this Christmas. Then I've got a piece of black, that Decron material like I brought you in the white that I want to make me a dress, and then I'll be fixed up pretty good for my winter clothes. Miss Reese done a lot of unripping and two or three things I need to alter while she done the finger work and unripping on them, and so that takes as much time as it does to finish, and then it don't take me long to sew them. Washed the car yesterday evening and shined it up. Looks real good. Went to the beauty shop yesterday morning, got my hair fixed, and so it's just our usual routine going on around here. Weekend before last, Leonard went to Brownwood with on a fishing trip. They sent his department here and some of the guys from Abilene. So then Margaret, works store, I went with her on Saturday after we got off from work down to her old home place. And then Jan, her little girl, and then Jan's little girlfriend. We got down there, after dark, and spent the night when her mother moved to live with her. She just left her farmhouse, and it has all the furniture in it, still electricity turned on, butane gas. However, they were out of butane, and we had things for supper that we could eat without having any to heat anything. So the next morning, we built us far out and made us coffee and fried bacon and scrambled eggs, and then we went fishing, and we had the poles that Michael and Stevie hadn't tore plumb up, and figured I'd just catch perch, but her daddy, several years ago, before he died, had stocked this tank, and it don't have anything in it but bass and catfish, and so we was expecting just to catch some perch, and we got down there and got a bite, and I pulled out a big bass, about a pound at least, and when I gave the line slack, when I brought the pole in, he fell off, and we was fishing on kind of a little island, kind of a tank on each side, about 4 foot wide, and he fell in the water, and there was moss about 4 foot out from the bank, and I jumped in, clothes and all, and got it in that moss. Then the next one I caught done the same thing, only it fell in on the other side, and I jumped in and got it. And so put them on the string, and then after a while we went to the house and eat lunch, and Margaret turned on the windmill, but something was wrong, it needed priming or something, so we didn't have any water in the house, so we took a bucket along to the tank to carry back some water to wash her dinner dishes. And Jan had caught a little bass about 5 4 or 5 inches long, and she put it in this bucket of water so she could bring it home with her. And then I get another bite, and I caught the biggest one I had ever caught. And so I thought, well, I'll just stick its head down this bucket till I bait my line and put it back out. And lo and behold, if it didn't flop out and jump in the water. And I jumped in again. My clothes was about dry by then. But I jumped in again, but I never did find that one. Then when we had got back to, we had left 5 poles out. One of them had the hook and the cart and sink and all gone, and the other pole had been pulled in over on the other side, kind of in some of this, I always call it fishing pole cane stuff that grows at the water edge. And so Margaret wrapped the pole that we had lost the hook off of around and pulled it out, but no fish. So then she says, well, since you're wet anyhow, I said, if you'll go out there, you might find that line and there'd be a fish on it. So I waded out again one place where there were some rocks and went in again to kind of wash off because the banks was real muddy. And anyhow, I ended up going in 5 times that day. And by the time we got home, my clothes were dry, and then we hunted birds and come home with 6 birds, and then I brought my 2 bass home. So we really had a good time, but I was so sore for 2 or 3 days, I could hardly get up and down. I'd sure like to go again with some better poles on that fishing. I think this is about to run out, so I'll let you go. So I'll be thinking of you both and waiting to hear about the babe. So love you both, and bye now. Oh, I talked to Helen the other night, and Mickey had come to Ballinger and been out to Mama's old place bird hunting and said the old farmhouse had burnt down, and I hated to hear that.